Here in Southern California, a strike by supermarket workers has strained many communities. It's especially bad in a place you'd normally think of as paradisical, Santa Catalina, a small island off the California coast. The islanders must either cross the picket line or cross more than 20 miles of Pacific Ocean to shop on the mainland. Here's reporter Alex Cohen.
26 miles across the sea, Santa Catalina is waiting for me. Santa Catalina, the island of romance, 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 romance.
Ah, yes, with its friendly residents, its balmy climates, and its stunning views, Santa Catalina is a great place to find romance, but not romaine, or toothpaste, or miniature marshmallows, unless you're willing to cross a picket line. See, there's only one major supermarket on Catalina Island. It's in the tiny town of Avalon, and it's Avon's, one of the major chains currently involved in a contract dispute over health care costs. Picketers have been marching in front of the Catalina Avon store every day, but these are not your average picketers.
Hey, how you doing today, bud?
Good, good, good. How are we doing?
Martin Saldana grew up on Catalina Island and has worked for Avon's for 28 years. As he walks the picket line, Saldana cheerfully greets passersby. At one point, he goes into the middle of the street and uses his union-issue strike sign to block traffic as he helps an elderly resident cross. The man lets go of Saldana's arm and enters the Avon store to shop. Saldana doesn't seem the slightest bit dismayed.
Well, we're a close-knit community, very much so. You know, a lot of friends, a lot of family. Most everybody we know in this town.
Of course, Saldana would prefer it if people didn't shop at Vaughn's, but he realizes there aren't many alternatives for those on the island. The closest non-striking supermarkets are on the mainland, a.k.a. Los Angeles, a trip at least an hour away by boat. Saldana says for the most part, island residents are doing what they can to support the striking grocery clerks.
We've definitely noticed a decrease in the amount of products that they're purchasing. Basically, it's from what we're hearing, it's things that they definitely need, mostly perishables, eggs, milk, bread, things like that.
Oh, yeah, cream cheese.
81-year-old Tonya Novak ordered a case of fava beans from the store more than a month ago, long before the strike began, she says. She reluctantly went to check on the order and just couldn't resist the silvery temptation of the Philadelphia cream cheese boxes. To redeem herself, she made an offer to one of the picketers.
So I explained to him, can I get you a cup of coffee? Because I did cheat. I bought two cream cheese. And he's, oh no, thank you very much. Have a nice day.
So as not to cross the picket line, some residents have asked family and friends to bring over groceries from the mainland. But there's another segment of Catalina's population that doesn't exactly have that option. Tourists. Hundreds of them arrive daily on the island via ferries, helicopters, and cruise ships, and a steady stream of them have been flowing into Vaughn's to buy sunscreen, water, and snacks. Scotsman Jared Haggerty came to Catalina with his family on vacation and was astounded to see so many Americans crossing the picket lines with such little hesitation.
Well, it makes me come to the logical conclusion that the balls have been cut off the unions in America.
Sure, says Vaughn's employee Martin Saldana, he could get angry with people crossing the picket line, but he has a bigger concern, his relationship with the people of Catalina.
There isn't a day that goes by where I don't go down the street and somebody doesn't talk to me about cutting them a steak or saving them a roast or what's on sale this week.
In this town that's less than 3 miles wide, the picket line may have little effect on the brisk business Vaughn's is doing, but Saldana says he takes comfort in knowing that when he does go back to work, the people in this island community will still be happy to see him inside the store. For Day to Day, I'm Alex Cohen.
That's Day to Day for this week. Next week, new adventures. Our theme music is composed by Greg Smith. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.